And then, as Michelle was talking about the evening itself, we completely transformed the space at the high school. And that is through the decorating committee and all of the hands-on that come in to blow up balloons and truly transform the space into the theme, which is all about Western this year. Overall, we're looking to get, 200 volunteers. And so right now I'm at about 42% capacity. And I need and want parents to help. Historically, I think a lot of junior class parents would get involved because that was kind of their check off. And then over the years, parents decided, I really want to be on site for the all-night grad party. I want to interact with my kid and their friends. And so they want to be a blackjack dealer, or they want to run the hula hoop, or whatever it might be. And so there's no limit to who can volunteer. We want parents of anyone that likes to be around kids, really. We want the individual to be 25 years or older and have, it'd be nice if they had an affiliation with District 200, of course. But really, the night of, we have our volunteers assigned to specific areas. So they'll take over a game. They'll be responsible for running the game with the kids. We have a security crew. We need to make sure that everyone is safe in the space, right? And that no one's leaving or doing anything, unintentional. We have a prize area where people are responsible for helping distribute the prizes. And then, of course, are decorating. I have a crew of staff that helps me with volunteer check-in. And then we also have some parents check in the students when they come in. So it's all hands on deck. There's a lot of activities happening, but I feel like we've been pretty organized in making sure that people know what to expect before they get signed to their shift. We love it when the volunteers kind of play off the theme and wear their Western attire. And it's just a really good time.